CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Thursday night vigil in Washington, D.C., one day after two Israeli embassy members were shot and killed outside the Jewish Museum. In a video statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram had planned to marry.
Yaron had just bought an engagement ring for Sarah. He was planning to give it to her in Jerusalem next week.
The DOJ is saying it's actively pursuing hate and terrorism charges. The Trump administration has now revoked Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. Harvard calls the move unlawful, the administration accusing Harvard of failing to cooperate with its investigation into alleged anti-Semitic and DEI policies. The Supreme Court Thursday releasing a 4-4 decision on religious charter schools out of Oklahoma. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recusing herself from the case. So with the deadlock on a decision to establish the first public religious charter school, a lower court's decision which deemed the school unconstitutional stands. This is ABC News. Jack Teixeira, the 23-year-old serving 15 years in federal prison for leaking top-secret clearance and classified documents on the gaming platform Discord, has appealed to President Trump for a pardon. He calls his case politicized under the Biden administration. Teixeira, speaking exclusively to ABC News from federal prison, says he doesn't feel that he betrayed his country and he still believes in his actions.
I don't feel that I betrayed my country at all. Just the opposite. I believe that I educated a lot of the people who have been kept in the dark and who were being lied to about this. Concerning all of the things that had been going on.
Some of the documents that he leaked when he was a Massachusetts Air National Guard member related to troop movements in Ukraine and details of the Chinese spy balloons. The White House Thursday releasing a report from its Make America Healthy Again Commission about chronic disease across the country. The report blaming many illnesses on ultra-processed foods, environmental chemicals, and digital device usage among kids. It also suggested studying childhood vaccines further. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1-hour and 50-minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-for-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is going to be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich, and the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience. Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frost advisory in effect for Friday morning as temperatures drop all the way down into the lower 30s. A few scattered clouds and light winds. On Friday after the frosty start, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Afternoon highs will warm to the upper 50s and lower 60s. Right now, it's 34.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update all the latest news, lightening things up in hour number two. We talk to the Madison Mallards and Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11, Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. You just came from an OBGYN conference.
They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
When you say lube, do you need that to give birth the woman?
No, it's for sex. I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matinair on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, live on location here in Black River Falls on the banks of the Black River here at the Mark Holmgreen Memorial Boat Launch, where a boat has just launched. It is Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, a beautiful day here along the banks of the Black River. Mr. Zomerins, our producer and engineer, back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison. If you were not with us in hour number one, I can tell you that we're monitoring a couple of things here. Number one, our battery pack, we started at 39%. I can tell you we're now down to 23% on the remote battery pack. So I'm feeling good, Zomers. I thought if we got to hour number two with 20%, we'd sneak in. So it appears that the show will end before the battery and the power. So that's good news.
Thank goodness.
Also, yes, thank goodness. Also, of course, we're coming to you live via the Starlink satellite. And I set up the satellite dish. I thought this is great. It's a cement foundation right at the on the boat launch here. What I did not know is the pipe underneath of the cement contained a nest of snakes, which came out and started sunning themselves. I can tell you they have not attacked yet, so we have no snakes on the show yet, but we have an hour left. So that is the status of our outdoor show today, Zomers.
Yes, your sister commented on Facebook, Heather, saying, "You are the most incredible host, flying without a parachute. Snakes, battery issue, bird poop."
Yes, and a bird crapped on the about a foot from us right before we went on the air. But no, this is the great outdoors. This is what makes Wisconsin great, because it's safe. It's when you're in a studio, everything is calm. You know everything is going on. What really matters, can you get out there in nature, take on the elements, and have a little fun? It keeps you on top of your toes, Zomers. It reinvigorates the soul. That's what we say so often. Get out, as the kids say, touch grass, and enjoy nature, right? So
absolutely.
Coming up a little bit later. Yeah, absolutely. Coming up a little bit later this hour, our What's Worse, our category for today, timely indeed, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? So that's coming up a little bit later this hour. But we bring on our next guest here. Speaking of conservation, speaking of getting into the great outdoors, he is the Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. He joins us live via StreamYard. Alex Modorsky joins us. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Todd.
It's our pleasure. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, Now, you have a beautiful green screen of a lake behind you. People are wondering over the break, asking, am I in front of a green screen? No, I can tell you that this shot is live and in person.
Yes, unfortunately, this is a green screen, but we're looking at a beautiful green space up in Presque Isle, very top of the state, Vilas County. And preserved in part using the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, that part of the state.
Very, very appropriate indeed. We're going to get into that in a minute. But I always like when we have people on the show that have never been here before, like me, who spent some time in the state capitol. But tell folks a little bit about yourself, Alex, where you grew up, and how you got into working for the Nature Conservancy.
Sure. So I grew up in majestic Cleveland, Ohio, Todd. It's got a
bad rap
that it doesn't deserve. Great city. It's no Wisconsin,
agreed,
of course. No Madison.
You have Lake Erie.
Grew up on the shores of Lake Erie and came to UW-Madison to go to college. My grandma, who was one of the people I got the political bug from, was a badger for Stevenson, Adlai Stevenson, way back in 1952.
Wow.
She passed a few years ago at 95. So she was one of those folks who volunteered on campaigns every 2 years. So I knew what a great school this was from her. And when I started looking around to go to colleges and I checked the campus out, I thought this was the place for me. So came to college here, started working on campaigns and in the state legislature, went home to get a law degree and practice law for a couple of years, but litigation wasn't really my thing. So I came back to work in the legislature, worked for a decade for four different state legislators, and I've been at the Nature Conservancy and loving it for 6 years now.
I think that's fantastic. I've visited Cleveland, and I think you're right. It does get a bit of a bad rap, but boy, I spent time. I went to the Rock and Roll Museum, Hall of Fame Museum there, right on Lake Erie. You got the Brown Stadium at the time I went there. It was still relatively new, but also you could walk to it from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame right there on Lake Erie. Lots of things to do there, but again, I think Cleveland was really smart. Is it too much being a native Clevelander? Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. I think Cleveland was really smart situating those two things, the Brown Stadium and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, on Lake Erie, because there's a whole district of kind of conservancy and conservation all along there where people just hang out and enjoy nature as well.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful lakefront, and it reminds you of the remarkable things that can happen when you employ those conservation principles in urban spaces. So it's a really beautiful place, and most of that development all took place during my lifetime. So I grew up in a place and time where they sort of told you, don't dive into Lake Erie because you're going to come out with three eyeballs and gills. And now most of the lake, although there have been, algae incidents in the past, is clean and it's healthy and it's home to a lot of great species. You can fish for walleye, and it's a great example of what we can do if we put our minds into conserving things for anglers and for everybody who enjoys lake environments.
It's a great success story, and you're absolutely right. It's a great example. I think we need to look to more of these when we do things the right way, when we invest in conservation and our natural resources. It can pay a dividend back because there's a huge economic boom in Cleveland in that part, as I understand it. I mean, it draws a lot of people there. And so it's not just taking care of the earth. It's also providing economic benefits as well. Let's move a little bit closer to home. And, I like to say Wisconsin's always home. I think it's interesting you decided to come back here because I think that's part of what makes Wisconsin great, is that it's not just native Wisconsinites like me, but when we bring in folks, whether it's from Cleveland or all other parts of the state or parts of the country to Wisconsin, our diversity is our strength. And now you find yourself as the Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. As tell us a little bit about the Nature Conservancy, what you all do, where you're located, and how people can get involved.
Absolutely. So the Nature Conservancy is the world's largest environmental organization. We are in 79 different countries. I have about 6,000 colleagues worldwide here in Wisconsin. We've been helping to protect nature and all the species and human beings that thrive in it since 1959. And we've protected over 240,000 acres of some of this state's most beautiful wild lands and waters that everyone can enjoy for free, and all of our preserves. And we work very hard on that. We work very hard on tackling climate change, because we know all 240,000 of those acres are at risk if we don't do something about that. And we also do a lot of work with sustainable agriculture. It's been a fascinating process for me, Todd, since I joined the Nature Conservancy. I come from three generations of lawyers with smooth city hands. I didn't know much about farms when I joined the Nature Conservancy. And seeing what conservation groups and farmers can do when they work together so we all have cleaner water to drink has been an absolutely unbelievable experience for me. So I love doing that work as well.
We're talking with Alex Minorski, Associate Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy. So help me understand, is there, for lack of a better term, a Wisconsin chapter where you focus just on Wisconsin issues and then tie in nationally, internationally, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have the Wisconsin chapter. If I wanted to use our nerdy internal language, we are the Wisconsin business unit of the Nature Conservancy. But we are in all 50 states, I should mention, in addition to all 79 countries. And we work closely with our colleagues in the Midwest as well as in DC on all sorts of policy issues. My primary focus is on state level policy issues. We're based in Madison. We have a shiny new office in one of those fancy new buildings on the Capitol Square. Come by and visit me sometime.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to show you around. So that's where we're based, but we have preserves all over this state in the Northwoods and the Baraboo Hills near Mukwonago. So it is really a pleasure to work for the Nature Conservancy. It's done so many wonderful things in this state. And I'll admit, before I joined TNC, I was probably a consummate indoorsman. I didn't make it outside quite as much as I should have. And one reason it's been great working for TNC is, especially in the post-pandemic world, this is not an original observation, but people really started getting outside to keep themselves grounded and to keep themselves sane and healthy and doing all of those wonderful things.
One of the things I love about conservation issues is, at least it should be theoretically, something that brings folks together. As a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011, I mean, you look at from Teddy Roosevelt, even through Tommy Thompson, we had Tia Nelson, daughter of former U.S. Senator and Governor Democrat Gaylord Nelson, was on the show on Earth Day, and she said, look, I mean, Tommy likes to point out that he put more land into preservation in Wisconsin than my dad did when he was governor. And so at one time, these were issues that brought folks together. And one of those is the Noel Nelson Stewardship Fund, whether you're talking former State Senator Rob Coles from the Green Bay area to the Democrats, Rob Coles, Republican. These, again, were issues that brought people together. A minute left here, so we'll pick it up on the other side. But talk to us a little bit about where we're at with the Noel Nelson Stewardship Fund.
Sure. So I'll quickly introduce that program to your listeners. The Noel Nelson Stewardship Program is named after two great Wisconsin statesmen, one Republican, one Democrat, Governor Warren Knowles, who started our state's first land conservation program, a Republican, and the great Tia Nelson's father, Senator Gaylord Nelson, who founded Earth Day. And it says it all there in the title, I like to tell people. It's a bipartisan program, should continue on this basis, and it's wildly popular with voters, whether they vote for Democrats, Republicans, or they consider themselves independents. So it is very much in that spirit of bipartisan Wisconsin conservation leadership.
Yeah, it really is. And we're going to come back and talk more with Alex Minorski on the other side, the Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy. because whether you're someone who considers yourself more on the liberal side and just wants to go out and walk through the woods, or whether you're someone who might be more of a Republican voter, not to say there aren't Democrats that hunt as well and say, well, I'm just all about going out hunting. All of us in Wisconsin, you can't do any of those things if nature isn't able to do its job and keep it safe and keep it clean. So these programs should be helping everybody, and they do. We'll come back more and talk more. Alex Minorski on the other side. We are live on the banks of the snaky Black River in Black River Falls. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
A suicide on a team is devastating and a real risk for veterans. If you or someone you know is struggling, taking action for mental health is a brave step. Reach out now at reachoutwis.org for local resources available to you and your loved ones.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment, with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Voices in your body coming through on the radio. The union of the snake is on the climb. Moving on, it's gonna race, it's gonna
race. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location along the banks of the Black River in beautiful Black River Falls, Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, saying, Zomers, you should play Union of the Snakes by Duran Duran. Well done, Zomers. Nicely done indeed. The snakes have not moved. They're still in their little den, I guess you would call it. More importantly, we're joined to talk about other conservation issues that don't include snakes by Alex Minorski, the Associate Director of Government Relations at the Nature Conservancy. Alex, before the break, introduced a little bit the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. Former Republican Governor Warren Knowles, former Democratic Governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, who started and founded Earth Day. What does this program mean for the state of Wisconsin, and why does it appear to be, if not in danger, certainly a concern right now as we look at the current budget process in Wisconsin?
Well, it means everything. It means a lot. I was thinking about this interview, Todd, today before I joined you to chat. And when we talk about the outdoors, it does everything from protect wildlife species to protect wetlands. It also, for local units of government, does things like create trails, creates parks, helps protect them. You're on a boat launch today. There's a whole sub-program of this Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program that's dedicated to making sure boaters can enjoy that activity. And every acre of land we have at the Nature Conservancy based on this program is open to all nature-based outdoor activities, as we call them, including hunting, fishing, and trapping. And those are such an important part of our state's cultural heritage that I'm glad we can offer that to every Wisconsinite and everyone who wants to visit this state for free. It's a public-private matching grant program, so we don't get this money for free from the state government. We got to show up at the table and explain to the Department of Natural Resources, here's what we think we can do, here's what we think we can protect, and here's what we think people can use. So here's the money we can bring to the table. Can you help us out? The program, I think, is not unique in facing some challenges in the legislature, to the extent that that process doesn't always move as smoothly as perhaps most Wisconsinites would ideally like. But that's one reason we continue to go back to the legislature and tout these polls that say 93% of Wisconsinites support the stewardship program. That's true whether you're talking to a Democratic voter or Republican voter. It doesn't matter what part of the state you're talking to people in. They support this program, and they want to see Wisconsin continue to be a conservation leader going forward.
I think it's so important to point this out because, again, there's a lot of rhetoric right now, particularly from my former party, about handouts, about, you know, quote-unquote welfare programs. A lot of that focus in D.C. right now, but also some of it in the state capitol. Really important to point out that the stewardship fund, it requires to have private partnership money as well. And so you have to prove, as you said, that these programs are for the public good. There's in this era where everyone wants to talk about, you know, efficiencies and the made-up thing of DOGE and all that, these programs are really well thought out, they're really well overseen, and they're really well administered.
I think that's right. The Department of Natural Resources has a great process, a competitive process that people who want these grants go through. They're looked at by real estate appraisal professionals who have experience in the relevant sorts of environments and ecosystems that we're talking about. And it's really a win-win, especially as I think if you look at traditional industry in Wisconsin, like forestry, $42 billion a year industry. Look at the fastest growing sector of our economy, and that's tourism, $25 billion a year. Between those two things, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of jobs a year. And this program supports that sustainable forestry. It supports protecting an environment that people want to come up from the Chicago suburbs or wherever they may, spend their money on some old fashions at some supper clubs in addition to the hunting and fishing and other activities they want to do up here. So it's a win-win in every way I can think of for the environment and the economy.
The time always goes too fast. Going to have you back on soon. But Alex, you have about 2 minutes. Talk to us about the implications of the Stewardship Fund in agriculture in Wisconsin.
Sure. So the Stewardship Fund doesn't directly involve agriculture, but I can talk to you a little bit about some overlaps there.
Sure.
The work the Nature Conservancy does. We're really proud, and this is consistent with the bipartisan theme, to work on something we call our Clean Water Initiative with the Dairy Business Association, Clean Wisconsin, another environmental group, and Wisconsin Land and Water. They're our state's county conservation staff organization. Historically, sometimes these groups butted heads, and we said, it doesn't have to be that way. Let's sit down, develop a shared agenda. Who cares who used to be in what party or whatever? And let's hammer some good things out, like planting cover crops that help us get clean water and really helps soak up the carbon so it doesn't go out into the atmosphere. It helps us do things like producer-led watershed groups, which are farmer-led groups. They talk to one another, implement the best practices, And it helps, this group is advocating for money for our county conservation agents as well. They are the boots on the ground that work with farmers to implement the nutrient management plans that they envision on their farms to keep things safe for us. And we have the Great Lakes as a wonderful natural asset. And we have access to so much wonderful dairy food here in the state of Wisconsin. We can keep our water clean at the same time. And that's why I love working with ag groups and farmers as well, to make sure we work together, build that nonpartisan dialogue to get to great conservation outcomes and economic growth in the state.
Alec Podorsky of the Nature Conservancy did a great job of explaining this. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks for what you do. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Come on back.
Thank you so much, Todd. I hope you have a great
Our
day.
Pleasure.
Be careful with those rattlers up there in Black Rock.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Thursday night vigil in Washington, D.C., one day after two Israeli embassy members were shot and killed outside the Jewish Museum. In a video statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram had planned to marry.
Yaron had just bought an engagement ring for Sarah. He was planning to give it to her in Jerusalem next week.
The DOJ is saying it's actively pursuing hate and terrorism charges. The Trump administration has now revoked Harvard University's ability to enroll international students. Harvard calls the move unlawful, the administration accusing Harvard of failing to cooperate with its investigation into alleged anti-Semitic and DEI policies. The Supreme Court Thursday releasing a 4-4 decision on religious charter schools out of Oklahoma. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recusing herself from the case. So with the deadlock on a decision to establish the first public religious charter school, a lower court's decision which deemed the school unconstitutional stands. This is ABC News.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is gonna be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalle able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalle gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience, Joey Ortiz. But Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frost advisory in effect for Friday morning as temperatures drop all the way down into the lower 30s. A few scattered clouds and light winds. On Friday after the frosty start, we'll see mostly sunny skies. Afternoon highs will warm to the upper 50s and lower 60s. Right now, it's 34.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. You just came from an OBGYN conference.
They had a lube bar because there are lots of different kinds of personal lubricants that you can use.
When you say lube, do you need that to give birth the woman?
No, it's for sex. I recommend generally a water-based lube.
Are you writing this down, Conrad?
Conrad cannot speak right now.
Is he blushing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, it's an all-star pre-recorded cast of guests with WBAY's Emerson Lehman, director Michael Collins, Civic Media's Eliza Cusson, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show, live on location in beautiful Black River Falls, Wisconsin, on the banks of the beautiful Black River. Check this out. If you have the ability to watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, whatever you want to call it, the visual. I mean, this is a picture-perfect day. As it's, I would say, well, I should just check here. Might as well not guess, right? That's why we have smartphone zombers. 60 degrees, a beautiful, balmy, but it feels warmer because the sun's out, the wind's not too bad. And we are here on the banks of the Black River at the Mark Holmgreen Memorial Boat Launch, where we just had a pontoon boat go in zombers behind us not too long ago here. And tomorrow, we'll see. If the waters don't rise and the sunshine holds, we may well be on the SS Minnow, better known and captained by the great Pat Kreitlow. This is how good Pat Kreitlow is. Not only is he a former Democratic state legislator, not only was he a longtime news anchor of television in the Chippewa Valley, not only is he the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here at Civic Media from 6 until 9, he also is a licensed cruise boat captain on Lake Wissota. And so we may be over there on Lake Wissota tomorrow with the show. It could be me, Kreitlow, James Kelly, and a cast of thousands on Lake Wissota tomorrow. So not going to want to mention, or not going to want to miss that. Tonight, a big shout out to my favorite youngest niece, Isabel. Isabel, she's graduating from Eau Claire Memorial High School tonight. So Mom and I will be there. We have brought our parkas and our winter boots. It's going to be chilly. The thing doesn't start until like 7 o'clock, and it's at the track field. So I feel like it's going to be a little chilly, but looking forward to that. And staying around till Saturday because the party is on Saturday. So looking forward, and congratulations to Isabel. And congratulations to all of our high school and college graduates across the state of Wisconsin. It's always, this time of year is always filled with hopefulness, right? Now, lots of great graduation speeches. The world is your oyster. Get out there and seize the day. So congratulations to all those graduates across the state of Wisconsin. Okay, now it's 37 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news, weather, talk, sports networks, affiliated stations across the state of Wisconsin. No better way to have your business, your product advertised than on Civic Media. Check us out at civicmedia.us. civicmedia.us. You can find out how you can join us as one of our great sponsors here, like Gordy Kopke, where we were yesterday, as a matter of fact. And Late Word, tomorrow now on the show, our old friend Peter Rapine is going to be here with a week in review. And also, one of the folks from the Wisconsin Badger Honor Flight, Brian, I believe is his name, he'll be here. And maybe a visit from our old friend Brady Ewing. So
exciting,
all kinds of great
full
things.
Day.
And as well as being on a pontoon boat with Pat Kreitlow. So a jam-packed Friday. And we're giving away four tickets tomorrow all day long on Civic. One set of four tickets to a future Milwaukee Brewers game in those beautiful club-level seats. Be listening from Pat's show all the way through Maggie's show for chances to win, including our show tomorrow. We'll give you a keyword. Download the Civic Media app so you can enter tomorrow. All right, here we go. As we said, timely indeed on the category today, because we're right next to the Black River here in Black River Falls, a beautiful body of water, part of what makes Wisconsin great. Today's category, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or text us on the aforementioned Civic Media app. If you don't have it, now's a great time to get it. Go to your app store. Go to the search bar. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll take about a minute. It is free to download. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, heights or water? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'll get it right yet. I was thinking about it. I was driving up here, Zommers. I was listening to our great friend and colleague who comes on every morning from 9 until 11, Jane Matinair, Matinair on Air. And she and Greg Bachnow were talking. Did they announce this at the meeting? Because I don't go to the meetings much anymore. There's a new feature, I hear, coming to the Civic Media app where people can leave voice messages. Is this true? Have you heard about this?
I know nothing about it, but I believe it.
We're usually the last to know. No, I believe it to be true. I believe it to be true. And this was a part of a thing that we said months ago. We said, wouldn't it be great if people could call and leave us stories that they might have about Civic Media? And here now, our idea has come to fruition. And so I'm very happy. I'm very happy about it that it's come to fruition. And so I'm looking forward to people leaving us voice messages that we will play on the air.
Cam, I mean, and Appleton just texted in all caps, voice messages, you say?
Yes, exactly. Exactly my point. All right, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is because people have real and phobias or fears of both heights and water. My dad grew up on a dairy farm. He fell into a cow tank, I think, when he was like 3 years old, and has a fear of water to this day. So, you know, there you go. You gotta be careful about that. But some people can't go, you know, more than a couple of stories up when they get petrified. So what's worse, heights or water? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. AJ in Madison, listening on WMDX, says heights are worse because I can swim. All right. There
or
you
can't
go.
Swim.
Very good. Or can't, all right, that's right, because he can't swim. All right,
also,
good.
Somebody sent in a voice message about the voice message feature.
It's already here, Todd.
The voice message feature is already live.
That's fantastic.
Strangely, it doesn't say who it's from, so I don't know who that is.
Really? That was pretty good. That was pretty good. It's already here, Todd. I didn't know this. And again, we should really start going to the meetings. But this is a lot. I think this will be a lot of fun. I think this will be a lot of fun. The people could call and complain. Now we can solicit voice messages. Just don't get arrested for solicitation. All right, what's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can call us on the or text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go to the phone lines. Ollie, up here. I'm not quite in the North Woods yet, Ollie, because I'm south of Highway 29. I'm in Black River Falls. But Ollie in the North Woods, Ollie, heights or water, what's worse?
Well, first off, it sounds like you're having a wonderful time there. And
yes.
I'm going to throw this all into your lap. They are both equal because if you are out in the water and you hit a drop off, that is could be a terrible thing. So
yes.
That's so the combination
absolutely.
Is definitely worse.
I had not thought of that, Ollie. But yeah, this is a great, see, practical, listen to the show. You're bound to get practical advice from our great listeners like Ollie. Because you're right, Ollie, right? Like this time of year, people are venturing into the river or into the lake. And you forget there can be drop-offs. And, you know, it's like mom and grandpa always said, the current is what's going to get you. So be aware, don't do anything stupid when you go into the water this weekend. Wear a life jacket and be aware that there are drop-offs and then you can be SOL. So you're right. Water and a drop-off, not a good combo.
That's right. And I have a quick little story for you.
Yeah, please.
My husband's mother was deathly afraid of snakes, and she used to haul water from the creek for their house when the kids were little. And he took a dead snake, and he tied it to a fishing line and drew it across the spot where Grandma was walking and scared her to death.
Oh, my gosh. Lucky the poor woman didn't have a heart attack.
Yes, and he certainly got in trouble for it, I'll tell you.
I bet he did. Thanks for sharing that, Ollie. Yeah, that's a great story. Thank you so much. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. We will technically be in the North Woods tomorrow.
Have a wonderful vacation. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. We're working, but thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Some people at Civic would say I'm always on vacation. I'm just permanently out to lunch. What's worse, heights or water? Heights or water? What is worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Len in Madison on the text line listening to WMDX says water is worse because I don't know how to swim and I can't breathe underwater. With heights, I appreciate and understand the gravity of the situation. Oh, I like that. That's very good. Well done. Well done. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Fred, listening on WMDX in Cottage Grove. Fred, heights or water? What's worse?
Height is worse. I got legs and arms. I can swim, but I sure can't fly with legs and arms.
Right. That's true. We're not birds. That's bird. Well done. Well done, Fred. Have a great day out there in beautiful Cottage Grove. Casper back at home at MDX says, let's combine the two. Your parachute's failing and landing in a lake would be awful, but better than landing on land. Well, thanks for those encouraging words, Casper. All right. What else we have here? Let's see.
That's the last one so far.
What? Go ahead.
That's the last one so far.
Go ahead, Zombers. Oh, that's the last one. All right. Very good. All right. So there you go. Anything else? Well, feel free to call in 855.
Troy in Mount Horeb is now on the line.
Oh, very good. Our old friend Troy out there in Mount Horeb. Troy, heights or water, what's worse?
I don't mind either one. I was mostly just calling to say that was me on the text thing.
Now, see, you are more informed about the internal workings of our own company than Zomers or
I made the meeting.
Troy is such an avid and dedicated listener that he is now included in the meetings. That's fantastic. I love that. Well, have a great day out in beautiful Mount Horeb, Troy. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. That's fantastic, Summers. See, those are the kind of listeners, those are the kind of dedicated people you want listen to the show. People that can tell you what's happening. That's really fantastic. All right. Summers and I will tell you what we think on the other side. Heights or water, 855-752-4842. Come on back. We're going to wrap it up, snakes and all, on the Black River on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tonto Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location on the banks of the Black River, beautiful Black River Falls, Wisconsin, here at the Mark Holmgreen Memorial Boat Launch. It is a beautiful day here. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, coming up at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A weather update by Brittany Merlot. It's beautiful. That's what the weather is. And then our old friend Mike Clemens with a sports report coming up here as well. I can let you know, Zommers, that the battery is down to 14%. So it appears now with 8 minutes left, we're going to make it under the wire, which is, this is great on-site research, which means if we have 38% of a battery left, we could do a show. How about
Perfect.
That?
Perfect. Great to know. I hope we don't have to use this information, but it's good to have.
But it's good to have. And also, the snakes down, my mom now has Googled it. She's Googled it up and discovered we have a nest of water snakes right next to the satellite. They are non-poisonous. So that's good to know.
Nor are they venomous.
By the way, this has been a fantastic show. And people ask, Todd, what do you love about working radio? This is it. This is it. I love it because it's live. You're working without a net. And when we meet great folks. We have great locations like this. And there's always some excitement. I mean, that's what makes this a lot of fun. So this has been fantastic. All right, let's finish up on what's worse, heights or water, 855-752-4842. Our friend Gordy Kopke, where we were yesterday down in beautiful Oregon, Wisconsin, or in the town of Dunn, Kopke's greenhouse. Gordy, heights or water, what's worse?
Well, as a person who has bird DNA in my genetic makeup, I was one time a licensed hot air balloon pilot. I also fly ultralights. And one of my favorite pastimes is hiking up in the Alps. So I'm not afraid of heights at all. Water, I never really learned to swim until I was about 20. I did pick up windsurfing for a while, but I'm a bird man, so that's my favorite.
That's fantastic. Now, what can't you do, Gordy? I mean, I didn't know you were a balloon pilot too. That's great.
Yeah, I've had a crazy and interesting life. Been down a lot of different roads, and flying balloons was one of them.
I love that. I love that. Thank you, Gordy. Again, thanks. And by the way, we're going to have somebody from the Badger Honor Flight on tomorrow on the show. We talked about this yesterday with Gordy, all weekend long, a brat stand on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then on Sunday at 3 p.m., the big plant auction, all proceeds going to the Badger Honor Flight, and you can also call in and bid or donate to Kopke's Greenhouse as well. So thanks again, Gordy, for yesterday, and we wish you all the best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you much, Todd.
Yep, thank you. Have a great day down there, Gordy. 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Sussex, Wisconsin. Gary in Sussex. Gary, heights or water? What's worse?
Well, I've experienced all of them. I've done Ironman triathlons, and one time we had to go out in the waters out of Lake Michigan, and the waves are like 6-7 feet high, and I was swimming for my life. I had to get through the breakers. Once you get out, then it's not so bad. I was terrified. There were hundreds of people who couldn't do it. So that was scary. I've also skydived, and that was a little scary in the beginning. Later on, it wasn't so bad. But heights, if I was on a trapeze or if I was tightrope walking between two buildings, I think that would be the scariest.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. But you did Ironman? I didn't know this about you, Gary. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, done five of them. Wow. I've been in Madison. I've done two of them in Madison and three of them in Racine. The three of them in Racine were half Ironman, and the ones in Madison were full.
I've watched. I never participated, but I've watched. I mean, those are just amazing athletes. Well, this is great, Gary. More great information. If I don't talk to you, have a safe and good Memorial weekend. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah,
appreciate
you guys too.
Yep, thanks. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Brookfield. Jim in Brookfield on the line. Jim, heights or water, what's worse?
Well, I was out west in Oregon at Crater Lake National Park, and I had the opportunity to jump off a 30-foot cliff into Crater Lake, the Crater Lake itself, one of the deepest in the North America, a huge lake. And I got to admit, the 30-plus-foot jump was a little more intimidating or a lot more intimidating than hitting the water in, like, one of the nation's deepest lakes in this broad lake. So I would say heights is worse.
Wow. Amazing story, Jim. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Jim in Brookfield, 855-752-4842. John in Oshkosh, listening on WISS, texted on the text line, says, I fly like a rock. He says, I can swim like a fish, but I cannot fly like a bird. Heights are way, way worse. He says, I fly like a rock. Well, well said. also, our new feature on the app, the voice messaging thing, Barb in Waukesha, listening on WAUK, says, guys, I've noticed the voice message at least a week ago. So, thank you. Thank you, Barb. I appreciate that. Zombers, heights or water? What's worse?
I think I got to say for me that heights are worse. As people have said, we can't fly. I understand some people can't swim, but I can. And having been in Boy Scouts, I've learned a lot of ways to stay floating for longer than you may normally have energy for. So if I'm in deep water, I feel more confident that I can remain there until someone can rescue me. What about you?
How many times have I been in deep water in my broadcasting career? Several. I would say the same. I'm not a great swimmer, but I can swim. I don't mind some heights, but like Gary or somebody said, I could never tightrope walk or anything like that. So I'll say heights are worse.
Yeah, my balance is awful.
Show to, a great show today. James Kelly, thank you very much for being here from the TAP WCFW. Also, Alex Madorsky of the Nature Conservancy. Zomer is back home. And the great folks here at Black River Falls. Come up here. Enjoy the Black River. The snakes have held off, and we got 13% battery and no bird poop. So I'll call that a successful show. We'll see you tomorrow from Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow. Until then, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. Have a great day.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We've now learned all six on board a small plane that crashed Thursday morning in a San Diego neighborhood have died. Remarkably, no one on the ground was killed, just eight people with minor injuries. In Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Park, a vigil Thursday night for the two Israeli embassy members who were shot and killed outside the Jewish Museum after the shooting. Recordings show the suspect yelling, "Free Palestine." An escalation in the battle between Harvard University and the Trump administration, which is now barring Harvard from allowing international students to enroll. Ryan Enos is a Harvard professor of government.
This seems like an example of the Trump administration acting in a clearly authoritarian manner. They're trying to punish a institution in the United States for not bending to its political will and doing it by attacking international students.
Foreign students accounting for more than a quarter of Harvard's student body. This is ABC News. More than 40.